There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
More Free Talk Live here on the live Independence Day edition of the program. You don't have to talk about sort of the founding of the United States and how apparently Mark is telling us it came from racist roots, essentially, the slavery roots, I guess. I presume there's racism behind slavery, but maybe not, because there were white slaves too, weren't there, at some point?
Sure.
So, come from slavery roots, essentially the idea of the U.S. There were people who supported its independence back in the day, is what you're saying, Mark, because they wanted to continue with slavery, and slavery had been abolished a few years prior to that, 1772, was it, in the in Great Britain?
That's right.
So that's one aspect of it. Then there's another story over at LouRockwell.com that I had started to share where Roger Young is upset with just the whole idea, the ignorance of people when it comes to Independence Day. And, of course, my favorite thing to point out is that so many people don't even call it Independence Day. If you notice when you're going to, you know, the store or you're at where?
July 4th.
Yeah, people will say, Happy 4th of July, or, you know, what are you doing on the 4th of July? Well, no, it's Independence Day. The idea was to celebrate declaring independence from Great Britain.
There's an author out there, Mark Dice. I don't know if you've seen his videos.
Ian, is he an author?
He calls himself an author.
Okay.
What he does is he does a lot of these man on the street videos where he takes out a camera and a microphone and he asks people questions. He was essentially asking people against, you know, exactly which nation did we declare independence from in the late 17th century?
That's a trick question. 18th we weren't century. Around in the late 18th century.
Right, but he was using the term we a lot. Mm-hmm. And in this, and we meaning the United States of America.
Oh.
And it was amazing to hear, you know, one person said California, another one the South.
Well, they're from California.
They had no, you're right, just no idea really why, you know, what nation the U.S. seceded from, what year it was done, you know, like anything that surrounded the holiday, they didn't really understand what it was about. And now I'm sure this guy cuts out the smarty pants there.
Yeah.
That knows something.
And he's doing it in California. I wonder if he would get better results in other places.
It probably.
Yeah.
I don't know. I've you know, these when they do these man on the street things, what they seem to capitalize on are the folks that just, you know, have no, they don't know how many stars are on the flag. They don't know who the vice president is. And these are some of the reasons that I just don't go for this whole democracy or republic or whatever you want to call it thing. When people can't tell you, you know, what nation, what year the Declaration of Independence was written, what nation that they seceded from, who the vice president is, how many stars are on the flag. I would venture to say that some large portion of the people that vote couldn't pass the citizenship exam.
Which is a very basic kind of question.
It's not impressive. There's like 10 questions to pass the citizenship exam, and they are not particularly impressive
questions.
Do you
have to get 100%?
No.
Okay.
So, if in my opinion, if you can't pass the citizenship exam, you shouldn't be able to vote. Like, that is a criteria for voting, but not if you happen to have been born on the right piece of land. And you just...
And you can be as ignorant as you want.
Right. I don't think that you... I don't think you should have to know this information, but if you want to participate in the voting process, you probably should know something about the system in which you are voting. And that bothers me. Look, I understand that there is a long legacy of poll taxes and, you know, literacy exams being used in to disenfranchise ethnicities and that sort of thing. I get it, and I don't support that. All I'm saying is that if you want to vote, you should be, everybody who votes should have to pass the citizenship exam, not just the people who don't live, that, you know, weren't born inside this particular landmass.
Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Mark, I'm going to finish this story from Lou Rockwell, and then we'll get to some more from your original piece, which is all about slavery and the, sort of the roots of the founding of the United States. So Over at LouRockwell.com, Roger Young is talking about people celebrating Independence Day and the ignorance out there around this holiday. And he says, what in reality they have is the unfortunate opportunity to witness a spectacular historical failure. The institution created and charged with protecting those declared natural rights has instead morphed into the greatest threat towards their weakening and eventual abolition. Words on parchment outlining law, custom, and structure regarding such an institution have been proven impotent to restrain the growth of a predator so large and menacing that it not only threatens complete evisceration of individual wealth and liberties within its declared territory, but also the lives, wealth, property, and security of people throughout the world. And, of course, he's talking about today's U.S. federal government, the largest, most intrusive, most, worldwide, world-scope-reaching government institution out there.
So he's hitting on a lot of topics here. Obviously, if you live outside the United States and your family member has been killed by some remote hellfire missile dropped by a remote control airplane, you're probably not going to be a big fan of the U.S. flag, right?
No doubt.
And the July 4th isn't going to be a big day for you. This is one of the reasons I suspect that they're warning that ISIS or Al Qaeda or whomever was going to bring some kind of terrorist attack today. Doesn't look like that's occurred. Thank goodness.
Well, day ain't over yet.
I'm not rooting for it.
Bet the federal government's rooting for it, because every time there's a terror strike of some sort, the people calling themselves the federal government.
You think that the people that work for the United States federal government want to see terrorist attacks?
I think some of them do, because they know that it means they'll get more power. They'll get more control over people. That the Patriot Act was already written, but when they introduced it back
in
2001.
You might be talking about people at the very highest reaches.
Somebody.
But at the very least, they understand that no crisis should go unexploited. I'll give you that, but I am not ready to say anything beyond that.
Seeing that such a large, powerful, and centralized political structure is not only inadequate, but inherently dangerous towards the stated goal of preserving liberty, aware individuals can only view celebrating such a structure as utterly senseless. Perhaps a new way to celebrate Independence Day is to shift the focus of collective independence to individual independence. The idea that claiming a collective independence will protect our inalienable liberties seems to have failed. How about a more individually oriented, decentralized approach, all based on the sanctity of individual sovereignty and the truth that no man is born another man's subject or slave? Claim true independence by withdrawing your consent and allegiance to a criminal regime posing as a benevolent master. Separate yourself mentally and emotionally from the death cult that values human sacrifice for the collective over the life-giving accomplishments of free-living individuals. And why stop there? Why not expand the scope from a localized effort to reassert our rights as freeborn sovereigns to a worldwide campaign of individual empowerment and liberation? Instead of foolishly celebrating a past independence from one king just to become enslaved by another, let's actively declare and celebrate an independence to all present-day state masters. And I say to that, bravo. I completely agree, which is one of the reasons why I'm one of the founding members of the Shire Society. And the Shire Society is it's a website. You can go to shiresociety.com. There's the Shire Society Declaration, which is actually a personal declaration of independence. It basically declares you as an independent individual from the idea of the state, removing you from this sort of state collective, from that state society, if you will, and creating the Shire Society. We did that back in 2010, actually. It was the 2010 Porcupine Freedom Festival, where we had the Shire Society, the first signing of the actual Shire Society Declaration documents. So a historic day. And ever since then, hundreds more people, I don't know how many people have signed the Shire Society Declaration, but I know it's in the hundreds at the very least, if not maybe into the thousands now. And many of those people are actually coming together here to New Hampshire as either part of the Free State Project or just because they like the Shire Society idea. But getting liberty-loving people to declare their personal independence and come join us here in New Hampshire so we can actually have a chance at getting out from under the thumb of the new king, I think, is a really important thing. And you can share your thoughts with us here tonight at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We're here on Independence Day. What does it mean to you? Is it just an excuse to go out and have a few beers with your friends and cook something on the grill, which is a fine thing to do?
Yeah, I think grilling's awesome.
Or is there something more to it? Does it actually mean something? Are people at their parties actually taking a moment to reflect on what the meaning of Independence Day is? And what does it mean to you? 855-453 is our toll-free number. We've got Skype. You can Skype into the show here at username lrn.fm. Share your thoughts on the state of independence today. Or bring up anything. You can also change the topic. That's why we call the show Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. Join us here on the live Independence Day edition of Free Talk Live. More coming up.
Discover how deep your American roots go for free this 4th of July weekend. Go to TryAncestry.com to get free access through July 5th. Visit TryAncestry.com anytime this Wednesday through Sunday, and you'll have free access to our collection of records from the original 13 colonies and with a new visual story experience. Celebrate this 4th of July and take advantage of this free access weekend. Visit TryAncestry.com. That's TryAncestry.com. TryAncestry.com.
Every summer we go to Canyon Woods. Love getting outside. Love the hiking. Hate the itching and irritation from poison ivy, bug bites, all the things that keep me inside. So I need something strong.
Cortisone 10 Intensive Healing is clinically proven with the strongest non-prescription itch medicine available for fast, long-lasting relief of itching and irritation with 7 moisturizers to help heal skin.
I finally have the relief I need.
Hey, Jan, check this out.
On my way.
Cortisone 10. Feel the heal.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Usually, the older one gets, the less you are able to absorb amino acids and the less you are able to repair the 100 trillion cells of your body. As a result, you'll have less energy, your tissues will shrink, and you'll become wrinkled. An older person will typically injure more easily and heal more slowly. Not fun. However, if you could consume a protein powder that is easier to absorb, then you may be able to gain back some strength, muscle, and speed of recovery. One World Whey is a highly digestible whey protein powder that may be the perfect answer for you.
My name is Errol. I'm 74 years old. You know, the taste of One World Whey is amazing. I play pickleball, and since taking One World Whey and your trace mineral supplement, I have more energy and recover faster from my working out. I used to take another grass-fed whey protein powder, but now I'm getting much better results using One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
We are back with more Free Talk Live. We've got plenty of time for you if you want to join us here at 855-450-FREE. What does Independence Day actually mean to you? And, you know, when's the last time you really even focused on that? Maybe some of our listeners really do, you know, understand and appreciate the meaning behind Independence Day. But maybe it doesn't even really mean what you thought it did. I was surprised to find this out, Mark, tonight. You're telling us that in a lot of cases, the founding of this country had to do with protecting the right to own slaves.
Yep. And that's the claim here.
That was, I guess I shouldn't be surprised by that, but it was the first time I've ever heard that. So you're going to tell us more about that coming up. Also, our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. ProXPN is a great privacy protection service online. Right now, your internet service provider, whether it be your cell phone provider or your home or work internet service providers, they're probably logging all the websites that you visit, the search terms you enter. They could do what they want with those logs. They can sell them to other companies. They can turn them over to the government for who knows what purpose. And if you want to stop that from happening, as well as prevent criminals from sniffing out your Wi-Fi packets, go and get ProXPN software tonight. It's available for Windows, Mac, iOS, Android, and Linux. You go and get set up for free at proxpn.com/FTL. You can start with their free account to kind of get a taste of what it's like, but you're going to want to upgrade to their premium account. I'll tell you what you get with that here in a moment. But what ProXPN does is they encrypt your data connection, so your ISP is still providing you with internet service. It's just they can't see what you're doing with it anymore. And those criminals trying to sniff your Wi-Fi packets, they'll be foiled too by that encryption. So go to proxpn.com/FTL to get started. And when you're ready to upgrade to their premium account, I've got a discount code for you. It gets you 50% off their regular monthly price when you buy the annual account with code FTL50. And that gets you unlimited bandwidth, servers around the world that you can access. You can privately torrent. You can get past regionally blocked websites. And ProXPN doesn't keep records of your online habits. Plus, you get it with a risk-free 7-day money-back guarantee. So if you're not satisfied for some reason, they'll give you your money back. Really, you've got nothing to lose here but your privacy. So why wait? Get started right now for free at proxpn.com/FTL. proxpn.com/FTL. And don't forget code FTL50 and get a great discount on privacy that is priceless. As we continue here, Mark, you've got a story from Vox.com. And we just sort of scratched the surface of this in the first hour, and you wanted to tell us more.
Yeah, this is coming from Vox, and the author's positing that that the United States would be better off if the Revolutionary War hadn't been fought. He's got actually 3 points. I'm only going to focus on the first part of the article on the 1 point. And the reason I'm doing it is because of all the kerfuffle that came up around the Confederate flag flying out in front of the South Carolina State House over the last couple of weeks. And what people need to understand is that you can't just eliminate racist history or whatever. You don't get to paint history how you want to paint it. Like, history is real and documented, and you can like or dislike the history. You can be happy or unhappy about it, but the truth, not optional. Going on, the main reason the revolution...
And usually, by the way, the history... Well, they've been whitewashing history in government schools for a long time.
Winners write history.
Yeah, you leave out certain points, right? And you can still sort of tell part of the story. But, you know, in these government schools, they don't tell you anything about, Ben Franklin was a womanizer, or, you know, you learn all kinds of stuff like that later on.
That's pretty mild stuff compared to...
Thomas Jefferson owning slaves, or having sex with a slave, or whatever.
Rape is what some people call it. I don't know what I think about that. It's a difficult situation to be able to make that assertion. Anyway, the main reason the revolution was a mistake is that the British Empire, in all likelihood, would have abolished slavery earlier than the U.S. did. And with less bloodshed. Abolition, remember, this is important, the United States Civil War, or the War of Northern Aggression, whatever you want to call it, was the deadliest war in U.S. history regarding, you know, citizens of the North
America. Yeah,
people in North American continent, from the North American continent. The abolition in most of the British Empire occurred in 1834, following the passage of the Slavery Abolition Act. That left out India, but slavery was banned there in 9 years later. England itself, slavery was illegal, at least going back to 1772, and that's decades earlier than the United States. This alone is enough to make the case against the revolution. Decades less slavery is a massive humanitarian gain that almost certainly dominates whatever gains came from the colonists from independence. The main benefit of the revolution to colonists was that it gave more political power to America's white male minority. I don't have a problem with being white, and I don't have a problem with being male. I have a problem when that's used to dominate other people. For the vast majority of the country, it's women, slaves, American Indians. The difference between disenfranchisement in an independent America and disenfranchisement in a British-controlled colonial America was negligible. I don't know whether I entirely agree when it comes to women. I think women probably have had a lot of power as far as political decisions inside the household before and after they got suffrage. I don't think there's very many households where women are, voting differently than their husbands. So in, single women, that's true. But a lot of women were married back then, too. So anyway, the women's suffrage argument is something entirely different. If anything, the latter would have been preferable, since at least women and minorities wouldn't be singled out for disenfranchisement. From the vantage point of most of the country, who cares if white men had to suffer through what everyone else did for a while longer, as though the people in Canada were suffering. Like, this is the thing that you need to do, is constantly be comparing the U.S. to Canada, because there's a North American country that did not fight a revolutionary war.
And is still under the Queen.
That was populated by largely very similar ethnicities. Like, there's a lot of similarities between Canada and the U.S., and things aren't so bad there.
Yeah, they don't have the gun rights that they
I'm
do
not
in
extolling
US,
Canada, right. By the way. Yeah, gun rights.
But I can tell
issue.
You, every time I've ever encountered the Canadian, I've only encountered them twice, but the Canadian border guards, they've always been nicer than the U.S. guys.
I'm not thrilled about their socialized healthcare system either, but that doesn't...
They've got that in Massachusetts.
I'm not thrilled with the giant military the U.S. has.
Yeah.
So anyway, it's true that had the U.S. stayed, Britain would have had much more to gain from continuing slavery than it did without America. It controlled a number of dependencies with slave economies, notably Jamaica and other islands in the West Indies, but nothing on the scale of the American South. Adding to that, the mix that would have made abolition significantly more costly. But the South's political influence within the British Empire would have been vastly smaller than its influence in the early American Republic. For one thing, the South, like all other British dependencies, lacked representation in Parliament. Southern states were colonies, and their interests were discounted by the British government accordingly. But the South was also simply as smaller as a chunk of the British Empire's economy than it was as a portion of the America's economy. The British Crown had less to lose from abolition of slavery than white elites in an independent America did.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this needs to be juxtaposed when you're looking at the South Carolina incident about the Confederate flag. I'm not saying the Confederate flag should be flying in front of the South Carolina State House. I am not saying that. I am saying, however, that you need to understand that the United States was founded to some extent in order to perpetuate slavery. Great Britain had eliminated it on their island 1772.
So what you're saying is, if somebody is against the flying of the Southern, the Confederate flag, they should also be, because it stood for slavery in their mind, they should also be against flying the U.S. flag, because that also stands for slavery.
Somebody rebut it. That's the claim made by this article, or not exactly by the article, but that's what I'm extrapolating from this article. I'd like to hear another opinion. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live.
Now, a twice as nice twin kit special offer from Complete H2O Minerals for all GCN listeners. Get a Complete H2O Minerals twin kit with 33 different minerals, vitamins, and amino acids all in a liquid form. Enough for two people for 1 month. Regular price, $89.95. But now Complete H2O Minerals is offering the twin kit for $69.95. And all GCN listeners receive a bonus 16-ounce bottle of ionic silver absolutely free with free shipping. A $120 total value. Hurry, limited time offer. Call 803-794-4767 or click CompleteH2OMinerals.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Why do over 50% of North Americans suffer from some form of chronic ailment? Could it be due to a toxic overload? It's time to take back your life. Get the lead out as well as the cadmium, mercury, and calcium. Extendivite is a garlic cayenne supplement with five other herbs that acts like a natural Drano, cleaning out the stored toxins, restoring your energy and youthfulness that we've lost. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, or fear, then Extendivite is for you. Available in either capsules or liquid, you too can see why Extendivite is the number one heart drop available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can join us here at 855-450-FREE. We're talking about Independence Day and what it really means. We'll continue here, and you can join us on the airwaves via phone at 855-450-FREE or via Skype at Skype username LRN.FM. With you in studio tonight, it's Ian here.
And Mark.
Also, we'll continue here right into your phone calls and thoughts. You can bring up anything, and then later on, if we get a chance, there's you get some news, Mark, about these bakers that have been fined for refusing to make a cake for a gay wedding. Is that right?
That's right.
We can talk about that when we get the chance, but your calls come first here. Let's go to, I believe it is Callie. Callie in Des Moines. You're on Free Talk Live. Callie.
How are you doing?
Good. You're on the air. Go ahead.
My whole family is from the South, and one of the things that they have with the rebel flag is not just about the slavery issue. It's the lack of folks out there who are against anything to do with anything with black freedom rights or any of that. Anyone that would be flying those into their vehicles, you know, their pickup trucks and stuff. It's a symbolized to the black nation that there's Ku Klux Klan and people who are against them. And that's a lot of the reasons why they want to tear down that rebel flag. It is important for people to realize that in the South, it still is very strong that people are against the black nation being able to be you know, equal rights for everyone. And so it's
well, racism is everywhere. I'd like to point something out. It's not necessarily the South that is racist. There's racism in the North too. There's racism everywhere, unfortunately.
If you go down south and you were
I'm from the South.
Well, if you were of color, you would see it a lot heavier than we would if you were white, because it is so still very, very heavy. And that's why the rebel flag is so demised by so many people, because it is part of that whole.
But I think what Mark was trying to say earlier, and I see where you're coming from, and I don't disagree that people interpret the rebel flag in that way.
It's a symbol, and I think some people use it as a symbol of oppression. Yeah. I will agree with you on that. But the point, the Ku Klux Klan walks around with American flags, too.
Thanks, Callie. I appreciate your call tonight. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Let's talk to Joe. He's in Grand Rapids listening to WTKG. Joe, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Go ahead.
Yeah, I think this country is kind of stuck in neutral, or stuck in the past, I guess would be a better way. You know, there's no, and I don't care what anybody says, there's no legalized racism in our government, in the federal government. And, you know, just because you lose a job or you get fired doesn't mean it was sexism or racism. Maybe you deserve to get fired or whatever. But this always bringing up the rebel flag and the Civil War, that was 150 years ago, man. And, you know, you're never going to get rid of people hating each other. You know, I've been overseas in the service, and, you know, the Koreans hate the Japanese. And if you go to Europe, they, different groups hate each other, and they all look the same in Europe, and at least to me they do.
And I know the English aren't that fond of the French and vice versa.
Yeah, and I mean, it's just, it's absurd. It's this, you know, not everything's racism, not everything's sexism, you know, and we've done more than most in the world to fix these problems, and I think it's time people stop beating themselves over the head with it. I mean, if somebody...
What does that mean, though? I mean, when you say people need to stop beating themselves over the head, what do you mean exactly?
Well, I mean collectively as a country. I'm not responsible for what happened 150 years ago in the South. You know, I'm sorry.
Sure.
I wasn't there.
Me neither.
Even if my father or grandfather were involved in something terrible, that's got nothing to do with me. And
but would you wave the rebel flag?
I live in Michigan. Why would I wave the rebel flag?
Right.
I mean, you know, it is part of our country's history, and you teach history the way it happened, not the way you wish it happened, or you don't try to rewrite it. But you know, down south, you go down there. There's towns that have monuments to Confederate generals and all this stuff. And
they got monuments to Union generals up here.
Yeah, we got a Union graveyard around here, and it's part of history. And I think people, man, they just get so, you know, they get so wound up about this stupid stuff. What happened was terrible. People were murdered. And the next thing you know, people aren't even talking about it anymore. It's about, you know, some douchebag with a rebel flag on the internet.
Well, and I can see why somebody would be upset. Like, for instance, if somebody were waving a Nazi flag, if somebody put a Nazi flag on the back of their truck and driving, you know, were driving around with that, I think people would rightfully be a little bit perturbed, don't you?
Yeah, if I were a black guy, I would be upset. I mean, it would probably annoy me, but you know what? Live your life, man. Don't let some...
I'm with you there. I don't think you should really spend time on these matters, but I can also understand why some people are sensitive to it. Joe, thanks for your call tonight. I appreciate it. I'm the same way. Look, if somebody wants to... it's like somebody having an offensive bumper sticker. It's their opinion. It's fine. They can have what they want. It's a free country, which we know it's not. But you, at the very least, are free to have some sort of flag on the back of your truck. And if you want to have an offensive flag... You should be free to have an offensive flag. That doesn't mean I want to be your friend, though.
Well, for me, the rebel flag doesn't mean that. And I'm talking specifically about the Second Virginia battle flag. I'm not talking about, you know, like that's what it meant when I was a kid. And I think that's largely, you know,
what did it mean?
It meant rebellion.
Uh-huh.
It didn't mean... It meant sort of maybe where you're from, which, of course, I'm from the South. But it wasn't... At no point in my life has the Confederate flag ever meant... You know, let's hate on some black folks. It's never meant that. I can see why some people interpret it that way, and that's one of the problems with...
And they're not wrong for interpreting it that way.
I'm not claiming they are. I'm just saying it's a symbol, and I'm pointing out that symbols are... wide brush.
Yeah, they're
right?
open for interpretation.
Right, and that's one of the difficulties here. When it comes to what the caller's saying is he'd like to get past this sort of racism. And
me too.
Me too. Did you hear how the caller before him, I don't remember what her name was, like Trisha or something like that, was talking about the Black Nation?
Mm-hmm.
What is the Black Nation?
I don't know. I meant to ask her that, but I didn't.
Right. And I don't know what the Black Nation is either. What I do know is that when you look at – let's talk specifically about black and white issues, if that's what we're going to talk about. When you look at black people who are in majority white neighborhoods and areas of the city, they do significantly better than blacks that live in, that have above a certain percentage of – that live in neighborhoods that have above a certain percentage of blacks in them. And what I see as a problem of integration – if we want to be be one homogenous culture, that's an issue of integrating, not an issue of staying separate. A lot of blacks fought really hard and gave up a lot to be integrated, and for whatever reason, that integration isn't occurring. I'm not saying it's all blacks, and I'm not saying it's all whites. I think it's on both sides there, and folks just need to, let's just get together a little more. That's what's better for everybody.
Let's talk to Sean in, and I agree with you. Let's talk to Sean in Bozeman, Montana, listening to KMMS. Hey, Sean.
How are you doing today, guys?
Welcome. Go ahead with your thoughts.
I was wanting to weigh in on a subject that I've been studying lately, admiralty. Are you guys familiar with anything to do with British or American admiralty law?
All I know is that there's a gold fringe around the flag. That's when I got to watch out.
Well, I'm going more for the Supreme Court side of the thing. What I've discovered is that admiralty in Britain was expanded greatly after the American Revolution.
And admiralty is a type of study of law, is that right?
Yes, admiralty is the law of the high sea, and it owes no allegiance to any particular country. It seems to be the law of commerce, and it's shared by any seagoing nation that has white people in it. Your subject today is fascinating to me because it seems to me that admiralty was actually expanded. British admiralty was expanded in America. We're still using the same law that's been used for 1,000 years.
You're talking about English common law?
Well,
I'm confused. Sean, I want you to clear up the confusion for me. I want to know why the law of the high seas really matters. Does it even exist today? What is the point of the discussion? Stand by. We'll have you try to explain it coming up. 855-453. It's Free Talk Live.
It is the year 91,001 BCE. Witness humanity's origins in Hypercromius, a classic role-playing game for Windows PCs, with a story like no other game before. A liberty-oriented experience that is not to be missed. Go to zog.ninja to get your copy of Hypercromius today. Use the code FTL to get $1 off. Hypercromius. zog.ninja. Code FTL.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
More and more people are discovering the incredible benefits of alkalizing the body, and there's no better product for it than AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds, just a few drops in water will rid your body of harmful waste and give you more vibrance and vigor than you've had in years. Now buy two bottles and get $10 off your order. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
Have you ever wondered if you could make electric, light, or heat in your home for free? How about a motor that charges batteries at the same time? What if this also restores useless batteries and saves you lots of money? Come to our Renaissance Charge Conference Workshop on August 15th and 16th in Fort Lauderdale. Visit r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com for details. Or call 208-304-2954. 208-304-2954.
In the U.S. alone, a home invasion occurs every 13 seconds. On top of that, the average response time for 911 is over 15 minutes. That just won't cut it. Don't allow yourself or the important people in your life to be victims. When seconds matter, don't be caught stumbling for your firearm. Get the protection you deserve. Get yourself a hidden holster from HiddenHolster.com. It's the original hidden holster. The hidden holster is quick, easy, and convenient. It's versatile enough for the home, workplace, or virtually anywhere else you might need it. Have peace of mind with your firearm close by at all times. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. If you own a firearm, you need a hidden holster. Your protection matters, and self-defense is the best defense. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. The original hidden holster.
Honey, it's time for dinner. What are you doing over there on your computer?
I'm shopping for a new wallet. Mine is falling apart. Hey, did you know there's a company called ID Stronghold that makes shielded wallets to prevent electronic pickpocketing?
Oh, I didn't realize there was such a thing as electronic pickpocketing. What is that?
Well, apparently, many of the new credit and debit cards being issued have radio chips inside them called RFID that transmit our banking information to card readers when we pay. Unfortunately, a bad guy can also get one of these readers and go around the city scanning people, collecting their credit card numbers and personal information without us knowing it.
Wow, that sounds scary. Since you're getting a new wallet anyway, you should definitely get an ID Stronghold shielded wallet. Are they more expensive?
No. In fact, I can get a shielded leather wallet from IDStronghold.com for the same price or less than regular unshielded wallets from other stores.
Sounds great. My wallet isn't falling apart yet, but let me pick one out too. I want to be protected, and these wallets at IDStronghold.com look fantastic.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Join us here on the radio waves on this live Independence Day edition of the program. 855-450-FREE. It's Saturday evening here on the East Coast in New Hampshire, where we are located. And we're just talking generally about Independence Day and what it means to people. But also, Mark, you've revealed that there's an article over at Vox.com claiming that the founding of the United States, the declaring of independence, that which is supposedly being celebrated today, was actually based in slavery, based in the desire to maintain and to continue slavery in the United States. Is that right?
Yeah. So going on with this article, it's...
You're not going to have time for that. A lot of people want to talk.
Yeah, I guess... For me, what I want to do is I want to think about what claims are. What are the claims? Was the Revolutionary War a good idea? Well, I think this author makes a really good argument that, well, from the standpoint of people that were owned as in the form of chattel slavery, no, it really wasn't a good idea. And when I look at the news of the day surrounding the Confederate flag and people wanting to take that down in South Carolina, I'm like, well, you know, this is interesting that the Revolutionary War was fought in part, especially by white Southern slaveholders, for the purpose of being able to keep a slave. They saw the writing on the wall. In 1772, slavery was abolished in Great Britain, on the island of England there, the island of Great Britain. And what would be the reasonable expectation of the colonists as far as what their ability to own people? Well, likely they wouldn't be.
We had Sean on the line in Bozeman, Montana. He had begun talking about admiralty law, something he's been getting into recently, and I wanted to find out why this really matters. Is it still in effect, and what does it really matter to the average person listening in our audience here tonight, Sean? Because it sounds kind of esoteric.
Yeah, I'll give you that, and I'll give you three other reasons why it might not be a good idea that we broke away from England. The three reasons are this. Admiralty in England allowed a jury to determine matters of fact. In America, after the Revolution, the same admiralty law amended no longer allowed a jury in admiralty. Admiralty is a completely commercial law. It's civil law. It's equity law, equity of the sea. A second reason...
But juries exist in the United States, though.
In admiralty, juries do not exist in the United States.
Okay. Well, I've been to trials that have juries.
Not in admiralty, you haven't.
Well, I haven't been at, I've never been at a ship at sea that's had an issue, of a legal issue, that much is sure.
Well,
for sure.
It doesn't have to be a ship at sea. Admiralty trials actually take place on land, and they take place in connection with commerce. And
you're talking about like traffic tickets that, are traffic tickets that don't have juries?
No, I'm talking about completely admiralty. I'm talking about the law.
Well, that doesn't mean anything. Saying the same word over and over again, it makes it even more meaningless.
You keep injecting traffic ticks into it, and I'm not going there. What I'm telling
you. What does it mean? What is an admiralty case? Is it only something that has to do with international high seas traveling or trading or whatever? What is it? What is an admiralty? Give me an example.
Okay, an admiralty, a standard admiralty case could be a ship is wrecked. Let's say a ship is wrecked on the Mississippi River, and the suitors would sue in a court of admiralty, which would be a district court of the United States sitting in admiralty. That would be a common suit in admiralty, and they have different rules.
I see. And so what you're saying is that if that suit happens in the U.S., there's no jury. Okay, what's the other point?
The most important expansion of the power of admiralty is the removal of the high tide mark as the boundary of jurisdiction. And throughout the 19th century, they expanded the boundary. As late as 2012, they're still expanding the boundary of admiralty. It is now, they own all of the waters. The admiralty courts have jurisdiction in all of the waters of the United States. We had a recent court case in Montana, and you're having one nationally saying that the United States owns all of the water. Those are the two reasons why, in admiralty, why we should have probably stayed with England.
Thanks, Sean, for your call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. It didn't go as crazy as I thought it was going to, because usually when people call in about admiralty jurisdiction, they go off into, like, conspiracy theory land. You mentioned the gold fringe on the flag, jokingly. They usually will talk about, that's proof that it's an admiralty jurisdiction, and you're in the admiralty, but what does it really mean?
I guess
I'm
not surprised that there's different sets of laws for, when you're doing business on the water.
But he was actually making, I think, an interesting point that admiralty jurisdiction, he's saying, is worse in the U.S. than it is in Great Britain, and that would have been another reason to stay with Great Britain. Let's go to your calls. We actually tied it into the topic, which you don't have to do here on Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything at 855-450-FREE. John is in Ocean City listening to WPG. Hello, John.
Hello, yeah. You know, Benjamin Franklin was an abolitionist, and there was abolitionism all the way back, and there was also that pro-slavery. And actually, the abolitionist and the pro-slaver butted heads every decade after the Revolutionary War was fought. Hmm. And it was Benjamin Franklin who said that it was the forbiddance of colonial script that was the primary reason of the war for independence, because in 1750s, the British government outlawed colonial script, which was making colonial America very rich. And actually a lot to do with it was over money. Now, the whole thing is that a lot of people think that what's the use of having a Revolutionary War when it was Woodrow Wilson who signed the Federal Reserve Act and put the control of our monies in stockholders from Europe. Yeah, most of your stockholders in the Federal Reserve are European. I mean, you have the Rockefellers, but basically, our money is controlled out of Europe. So what's the difference? If you look into the lives of Abraham Lincoln, James Garfield, William McKinley, and John Fitzgerald Kennedy, you'll see that each one of those were in that power struggle with that hierarchy of power. And now if I mention the Rothschild, people say it's a Jewish conspiracy. No, it's bigger. It's way bigger than that. You got the hierarchies, the aristocratic families of Europe, which are mainly Gentiles. It's a co-European conspiracy of power.
It's a money conspiracy. It's a rich, super rich money men conspiracy. Those who control the money control everything. Wasn't it Rothschild who said something like that?
That's right. I don't care not who makes the laws, but who controls the money.
That was it.
Right. Yeah. And if people can ask themselves, what's your money backed by? And the answer to
promises.
The answer to that is right, a promise to pay. What are they going to pay with? They're going to pay with tax labor. Mm-hmm. They're going to pay with you in the future. They're all debt notes. That's the reason that it says Federal Reserve note. Note is a legal term meaning a debt. You have a note on your house, or at least most people do.
Right.
And that's what that means. So these are they're brought into being through debt. It's the United States government, borrowing from the Federal Reserve. The Federal Reserve issues these pieces of currency. So this is 100% true. Getting people to pay attention to this and how it affects their lives. You hear everybody complaining day in and day out about the minimum wage on Facebook. Man, it's just a huge issue. Oh, the minimum wage needs to be raised. You know why it needs to be raised? The minimum wage in the 60s was $1.25.
Right.
You take those same five quarters, today, if you just the silver in them, it's worth like $20. The minimum wage would have been is essentially $20 an hour now by that standard.
That's an interesting point. You're talking about the old money. Was it pre 1964 or 1964 and earlier?
65. Right.
I think they started to take the silver out of the coins in 1965. So anything prior to 1965, I believe, is 90% silver. John, good call tonight. Thanks for sharing it with us. Our toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. So what you're saying
he does make a very good point, which is all the rest of this crap about laws and what people talk about really is superfluous to people who make the money.
Yeah, and so what you're talking about there is sort of the continuing debasement of the U.S. currency, which actually did have some value at some point. The long time ago, the Federal Reserve note you're talking about, the one you pull out your wallet, you get those greenbacks out, says Federal Reserve note on it. Prior to, was it 1936 or something like that, they actually had silver certificates. Those notes looked similar, kind of had that same green color to them.
But they were very specific that you could use that note to get a commensurate amount of silver.
You'd turn it in, basically, the Federal Reserve Bank or whatever the local branch would be, and actually get silver out of that. Well, they stopped doing that. So if you actually try to go to the Federal Reserve and try to get silver out of one of those silver certificates, they won't honor it anymore, even though some of them still float around here and there. But yeah, keep your eyes open. If you're a cashier, every now and then, if you run through enough money, somebody unknowingly will come through a cashier line and spend one of those old silver certificates, one of those dollar bills.
Yeah, that's a good day for a cashier.
It's fascinating history there. We've got plenty of time for you with your calls and thoughts. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. If you are on the line, we will come to you after the news. 855-450-3733. We've also got Skype. Skype on in and join us here, and you'll sound really good usually on Skype. And by the way, we've had some internet difficulties here over the last several months, but I think this new router has solved it, so we should have better Skype calls, too. Fewer dropouts. Skype username is lrn.fm. We're coming up on Free Talk Live.
Hi, my name's Cody, and I want to tell you about Peacekeeper. Peacekeeper is the world's first decentralized peer-to-peer protection system. We're developing a smartphone app that revolutionizes how people protect one another. Peacekeeper is a disruptive alternative to the status quo.
Peacekeeper is a leap forward in protection services, allowing neighbors to respond far more quickly than police and fire services can. And this is a real community builder, too.
Visit peacekeeper.org and join us.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Honey, it's time for dinner. What are you doing over there on your computer?
I'm shopping for a new wallet. Mine is falling apart. Hey, did you know there's a company called ID Stronghold that makes shielded wallets to prevent electronic pickpocketing?
Oh, I didn't realize there was such a thing as electronic pickpocketing. What is that?
Well, apparently, many of the new credit and debit cards being issued have radio chips inside them called RFID that transmit our banking information to card readers when we pay. Unfortunately, a bad guy can also get one of these readers and go around the city scanning people, collecting their credit card numbers and personal information without us knowing it.
Wow, that sounds scary. Since you're getting a new wallet anyway, you should definitely get an ID Stronghold shielded wallet. Are they more expensive?
No. In fact, I can get a shielded leather wallet from IDStronghold.com for the same price or less than regular unshielded wallets from other stores.
Sounds great. My wallet isn't falling apart yet, but let me pick one out too. I want to be protected, and these wallets at IDStronghold.com look fantastic.